Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving?
I think so, because what I'm doing is Gary and I organize and work at the Community Day Thanksgiving dinner here in Appleton at the VFW. And we serve from 11 to 2, and we've been organizing, taking registrations for home deliveries, all that kind of stuff. Then after it's all said and done, we collapse in a heap at home.
Yeah, you and Gary have been doing that for a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, we were just talking about it. It has to be close to 15 years.
Wow.
That we've been doing that.
So
yeah.
how does that work, Cindy? People can just show up, or you got to register?
People just can show up. We do home deliveries that day as well, or people can pick up a meal to take with them, and they can call us here at the library at 289-1681 to make that reservation for home delivery, or they can call that VFW the morning of to also, you know, schedule a delivery and things. But yeah, we do a lot of people pick it up, take it home, but there's so many people that come, and it's a lot of fun. I just love it because you get to be with all sorts of people and, you know, I don't know.
One big family.
Yeah, it really is because, you know.
A lot of people help you? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Lots of volunteers, and we just love to have lots of volunteers because some volunteers, you know, just kind of help us in all sorts of different ways. So
good.
It's a great time.
What time does that start then? Let's plug that a little bit.
Yeah, it starts at 11, and then it runs from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for serving. And then, like I said, you know, you can pick it up to take it to go. You can call us, and we'll deliver it, and all that kind of stuff. And the number is 320-289-1681 if you need a home delivery. You know, granted, there's some restrictions. So, you know, if you live in Wilmer, we probably aren't going to do a home delivery. But
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, just the Appleton there.
Yeah,
yep.
And stuff. And so we have some people in the area that come. And,
good.
And yeah, it's a fun time. We just love it. It's sponsored by the Ministerium.
Okay.
And everything, and then all the money that we raise, because we ask for a free will donation if you're able. If you're not, that's fine too. And then any money is used to pay for supplies and materials, and then it all goes into the ministerium fund to keep continuing to pay it forward.
All right.
So it's a super win-win.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Appleton VFW is the place to be on Thursday, the 23rd, 11 o'clock.
Okay. 11 o'clock. Yeah.
All right.
Sounds
well,
super.
Thanks for doing that. Thanks for doing that, Cindy.
Yes, it is a good thing.
Yep.
A super good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose we have a library show to do, so.
Yeah, kind of. But you know, the library is all about community and helping each other and offering all sorts of things. So it was a good time to talk about that,
That's
too.
That's right. You bet.
But yeah, we still have all sorts of things going on. Right now, today, we have a bunch of first graders here visiting, which is wonderful. And then tonight, which is Tuesday, we have a paper quilling class for teens, and that is at 5 o'clock. Anyway, and so you just come on down and learn about paper quilling. It's kind of an interesting concept on how you can take little pieces of paper, fold them in certain ways to create art. So very interesting. And then Wednesday after school, we have a game we're going to play that is so fun. You know, again, I always say this, Paul, you know, we have to practice all these games. We need to color. I mean, all these different art projects and things that we have to do ahead. But we are playing Ball Poppers on Wednesday the 22nd at 3:30 p.m.
Cool.
It should be a lot of fun, and so hopefully kids stop on down and play some games with us, because we're looking forward to it. Then, of course, we're closed on Thursday, but we reopen on Friday, our regular hours, as well as Saturday. Then Monday is book club. We are reading the book Everything I Never Told You by Celeste Ng. And we meet on Monday the 27th at 5 p.m. to discuss that. Next Wednesday, we have our Lego club after school. And then we start a whole new month. But right now, we are still taking registrations for going to the Barn Theater in Wilmer on a bus trip to see the play Toyland. It's a holiday family musical. And so we have some limits on seating and everything, but we still have a few openings on that bus trip. And that bus trip will be December 7th. Then, can you believe it? December is just around the corner.
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy. Things it goes fast, but I know how you love Christmas, Cindy.
Yes. In fact, what we've been asking is we're in this great, big, wonderful new space, and we have hardly any Christmas decorations.
So if that has to change.
I know. If anybody has any Christmas decorations, holiday decorations that they'd be willing to share with us after you're, you know, cleaning out, looking at what you've got, and you've got something, things they're not going to use, please think of the Appleton Library and donate them to us. We're accepting donations as long as we can, you know, as long as you're willing to give them as far as Christmas decorations.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, bring them on over to us. And whatever we don't use, we'll just pay it forward and donate them also locally. So,
okay.
So, yeah, we're looking for that kind of stuff, too, because mm-hmm. we need to decorate here.
Yeah, that's right. I guess we have, my wife has a rule in our house, no Christmas decorations till the day after Thanksgiving, so.
I'm pretty much the same way.
Yeah.
I like my fall decorations, and so I've got all my fall stuff up at home, too. And we don't have anything up at the library yet, either, other than a few fall things. So we'll start that after Thanksgiving, because I kind of have that rule as well,
yeah.
Myself personally. But I love all of that sparkle and all of the lights, and I just love all of the decorating that occurs at Christmas. So go for it. If that's what you want to do, you know, decorate up the hilt.
Yeah. Well, my daughter-in-law, I think she starts in September, so.
I love it.
Some people do that, so.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, well, so what are people reading, Cindy?
Oh, my goodness, Paul. There are so many great nonfiction books. There is a new book called My Name is Barbara, of course, by Barbara Streisand, and there is a lot of hype out there about this book. She's written this book herself, and she chronicles her journey in show business and reveals details about some of her personal relationships. Of course, that's what it's all about, all the hype. Everybody wants to know those personal things about different stars and singers and things like that. Also, Unwoke by Ted Cruz, the Republican senator from Texas, shares his opinions on an assortment of American institutions. Jeff Tweedy has a book out called World Within a Song. The founder of the rock band Wilco explores 50 songs that have made an impression on him. So if you are into music, this might appeal to you. Or if you're purchasing books as gifts this year, these are some pretty interesting ones to consider. Teddy and Booker T by Brian Kilmeade is the Fox News host gives an account of the relationship between President Theodore Roosevelt and Booker T. Washington. Also new is The City on Mars by Kelly Winersmith and Zach Winersmith, and the authors of Soonish. They examine the pros and cons of space settlement. I mean, have you ever really thought about that, Paul? You could be living in space.
No, I think I'll stay on Earth.
I know.
How about you?
I don't know. You know, it's always kind of an interesting concept. So one never knows.
Yep.
Also new in fiction is Michael Connelly has the 7th book in the Lincoln Lawyer series out called Resurrection Walk. So if you are reading that series, you definitely are going to want to get on that list. Also, it's Dirk Kussler has a new book out called Clive Kussler, The Corsican Shadow, and that's the 27th book in the Dirk Pitt series. And Megan Fox has Pretty Boys Are Poisonous. It's a collection of poems exploring how love relationships can affect one's sense of identity.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yep.
Lots of interesting reads out there. And if you've got a favorite author or you just need a book recommendation, come on down to see us. We all are readers here, so we can help you out.
All right. And where are you located, Cindy?
Well, we have been here for 3 months, Paul, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, we are located at 50 East Rooney Avenue in Appleton, and we are open on Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. And, of course, give us a call at 320-289-1681. Visit us on Facebook. Check out our website. And just stop on down and visit our beautiful new library. We love to share it with everyone.
You still smell fresh in there?
I think it does, but I'm so happy to be here that, I mean, it's just exciting, Paul.
I just
love it.
Okay, all right, Cindy. Well, you have a happy Thanksgiving. Have a fun day at the Appleton VFW on Thursday, and happy Thanksgiving, Cindy.
You too, and to all our listeners, happy Thanksgiving.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.